So let's move on to the second item, which is the properties and improvements to SVRL. SVRL has become very popular as the way of outputting Schematron, and there's been quite a lot of requests to improve it. Originally, when we made SVRL, it was really as a way of doing conformance testing, having a standard output language so then we could test that different implementations did the same thing. However, as it became more popular, people are wanting more of the information from the schema, from the Schematron schema to come through, and also they're wanting richer information. And so I want to support that, or I'm proposing that we should support that better. Now, one aspect of this is quite trivial. We want to allow more information in the SVRL from the Schematron schema for the paragraphs and rich text and those kind of things. So we're adding, I would propose adding to the rule element in Schematron the ability to have a title and paragraphs, just the same as patterns and so on can have. That's a fairly small change. Now, the more interesting part is the actual properties. In the larger proposal, in the defect report proposal, if you go down to Annex X, use of Schematron properties, there's some examples that I think will show how properties are used and why they're used. Now, we had lots of different requests for features, and originally I developed quite a range of different solutions to these specific problems that people were asking for. For instance, how do we use character repertoires with Schematron? How do we use XSD data types? How do we get better output in SVRL that actually has data from the original document? You know, in the SVRL at the moment, we have a location attribute that lets you have an X pointer to the original document, but there's not a very good mechanism for transmitting actual fragments that might be interesting for the output. So, as it turns out, the properties mechanism can handle a whole lot of different cases in a nice general way, and it's, I think, very straightforward to implement. It's been implemented, and it's very. I think it's a really good idea. So in Annex X, the use of Schematron properties. First of all, we have a little schema to show various to show how it's used, show how patterns, how properties would be used. So we've got a schema with a pattern, and it says if you find, there's a rule for context asset value, if you find an asset value element, then we've got an assert element and a report element. Now, the assert element has a test true, so the assertion never fails, and it has some properties, precision 3, non-negative decimal, ISO 88591. We'll see what that means. And the assertion text is the element assert for asset value should be a non-negative decimal number with 3 digits of precision in Australian dollars. That's a fairly ordinary kind of assertion. Then we've got a report element, and it's got a test of false, so the report always is made, always succeeds. And we have properties, Australian dollar, precision 3A, this element, this value. We'll see what those mean. And it has the same assertion test. So that's, the idea is that you've got an assertion which gives validation information that can be used for validation, and you've got a report which can give information for annotation, for type annotation. So there's sort of two different uses here of properties. A property on an assert element provides information that can be used for validation. A property on a report provides information that gets sent to the output report directly. The output is for. Now, next we have a properties element. That's one of the ones I'm proposing, and it contains various property elements. So properties contain property elements, and they're pointed to by the properties attribute on reports and asserts. So this mirrors how the diagnostics system works, that you've got a diagnostics attribute on asserts and reports. You have a diagnostics element, and it contains individual diagnostic. So the question comes up, why are properties going to be linked to or declared on assert elements or report elements? Why aren't they declared on the rule element, which gives the context of the subject? Because obviously it's a property of the node, isn't it? Well, the reason is because I think it's really important in Schematron that the assertion text is the king. That's this sort of a human language, human-friendly, clear, explicit indication of what should be, you know, what's going on, is the most important thing about Schematron schemas, I think. So even if we have an assertion test that's vacuous, like in the examples where it's just true and false, defining the property on an assert statement allows us to have some assertion text and to associate the property with some text. For instance, that first assert statement, the properties are precision, non-negative decimal, ISO 88591, and the text gives the natural language, a clearer natural language explanation of what the intent is there. Now, if we go down to X1, X2, and so on, we can see examples used. Now, the first one is a kind of XBRL kind of example where you're wanting to have a property, you're wanting to say, this asset value is in Australian dollars. So it's a property with an ID of Australian dollar. We have a scheme attribute, which is a little bit like the HTML meta tag. And it says we're using ISO 4217. Now, really, this is, if anything, this should be a notation identifier, shouldn't it? But because we're not inventing a notation system, or because it belongs to some other part, and just having an identifier there, I don't think we should have a URL, because a lot of these things don't have URLs, and it's not going to buy us anything by trying to make them into URLs if there are no standard URLs for these things. So I think just a simple token is perfectly good enough for the scheme. And so this is an example, X1 is an example of an annotation of an item from a controlled vocabulary. Now, if we go up back to the document, that the scheme that's using this, we can see that Australian dollar is part of this report. It's a property of the report. So what we're doing is, by doing this, we're actually linking the node that gets selected, asset value, to this property. The next property just has some static information. It just says there's a thing called precision 3, and it's got a precision of 3. Not very interesting, but it'll get can get sent to the output potentially, or used by some processor, some validation processor. The third one is another version of X2. This time, instead of just having a value, we've got an element. And this is the reason this is here, is to show that properties could be structured properties, could have a any arbitrary XML fragment you liked, really. X4 is to show how to annotate with an XSD simple type. We've got a property with an ID, and inside there we've got XSD simple type, max in, type is decimal, max inclusive value is 0, the fraction digits of value is 2, and so on. Now, when a property contains an element in the namespace, there's no need to have a scheme attribute. And when it's just some informal data, there's, you know, some text or whatever, there's no need to have a scheme attribute. So you'd only have a scheme attribute if it was actually contributing some useful information. Now we can also have in X5 dynamically generated information using the method you'd expect, which is that you can have a property and that can have a schematron value of statement to get some dynamic information. Now in this case the output would be, or the property would be whatever the value, the text nodes underneath asset value element. X6 says let's have some structured information, and in this case it's using copy of in the XSLT namespace. That's as a foreign element. Now if you remember in Schematron, things like XSLT key are in the XSLT namespace because they're particular to the output query language, so that's why I've used the XSLT version of copy of rather than define a Schematron element for that. And in this case this will take the actual value of the current, the context, and make that the property. And we'll see an example of that in a little while. Now, X7 is an example using the character repertoire references. It could, in fact, be a whole character repertoire schema there. You've given a role attribute to say this is a character repertoire. And that's just user-defined metadata. And then it's got a reference to some external document. Now, the fact that this is ISO 88591, it's a property of an assertion, and we can have a preprocessor, and I've been working on one, which takes this information and this property information and generates additional rules or assert statements to implement it. So this allows us, rather than making up elaborate Schematron rules for some things by hand, it allows us to have, using this property mechanism, very simple declaration in a specific nice language, a customized language like DTLL or the character repertoire language, and then convert them into Schematron assertions automatically, which can get tested. So this kind of use of annotations or of properties on assert statements is really good. It's the mechanism for tying in Schematron to other parts of DSDL. And finally, we've got an example of an SVRL document, and this is SVRL augmented with an element called property reference, and this element gives outputs according to those properties that we've got above. Now in this case our document is just a single element called asset value with a value of 1000, and the output SVRL document will only have report information, because none of those assertions fail, because the assert statement is true for all of them. And all the report statements will succeed because the assertion test is just simple false for them. So what we've done is in our SVRL output now, we have all the properties from the schema transferred and applied to the particular selected node. So it's sort of like a post-schema validation infoset, except it's in XML. And it just has the properties with XPath link. It doesn't have the original document. So let's have a look at it. We've got schema SVRO output. So we've got an active pattern, yes. We've got a file rule, yes. And then we've got a successful report for the location asset value. That's our document. And we've got a property to say this is an Australian dollar using this currency. It uses this precision, here's precision 3. Its value is 1000, and the actual element is asset value 1000. One thing that's come up quite a lot is that people make up homemade languages because they want to use the SVRL report to give quite detailed information, quite specific information, and pass it on to the users, or in an expert system kind of fashion, to actually select information. Now, originally in SVRL, the model I had in mind was, well, people will use the XPath in the location attribute and reference the original document and extract the information they needed. However, that's real double handling, and it seems very clunky in practice. So it seems that for a lot of users, it's much better if the SVRL can actually have some fragment that's been identified. An example of this would be in the expert system I was talking about before for legislative code, we had a whole lot of schematron rules for determining what a title was. And so the SVRL would have report successful report elements for every time we found something that looked like a title, and it'd have a location XPath to them. And then we'd have properties to say what the text of that, what the specific text of that was, and that made it much more easy to make a user interface, a richer user interface, to select whether the user thought, whether the user approved of them as titles or not. So I think it's a very useful system, and actually I think the property system is quite straightforward and quite powerful. Now, looking at the particular changes that are proposed, there's a new definition for a property, name data giving additional metadata on an assertion or report, and information about the properties element, the schematron schema, relaxing schema has changed to cope with it, and the SVRL schema is changed to cope with it, and that's properties.